Up next on the KMZU Basketball Dream Team show is Joe Murphy of the Chilhowee Boys basketball team. Daniel Harness and Lorenzo Cenarios is his Dream Team players this year. Talk about Daniel, first of all, Joe.
Daniel's a sophomore. He got a little bit of playing time as a freshman. Not a lot, so this was new to him. He kind of was our go-to scorer. So he had a big role to fill coming in as a sophomore. He averaged 14 points, about 2.6 assists, and 3.5 rebounds, and right around 3 steals per game. And like I said, I think teams started to pick up that he was one of our go-to scorers and kind of locked down on him sometimes, and he overcome that. We'd have to kind of change some things in the offense and get him the ball a little bit different ways, and we're still improving on that. But he's our go-to scorer right now, trying to develop a few others. But as a sophomore, I was very pleased. He got all-conference, first team, and he got some other awards like all-district, all-tournament. Quite a few awards for being a sophomore. Pretty proud of him. His defense coming along pretty good. I don't know, just proud of where he's at. He's doing a good job. Looking forward to next season.
Talk about Lorenzo.
Lorenzo is, if I share his stats, I think you'd probably think, well, what makes this kid special? And I can tell you it's pretty easy. I know he was voted second team all conference, and he was second team all tournament, mid-state tournament, and the coaches just knew that he's our leader. He was our lone senior this year, and he was our point guard. And so he was our coach on the floor, and he actually beat out some kids on other awards, such as all-conference, not because of his stats, but because of just being that leader. We had to have him on the floor with our youngsters. I played a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores, and Lorenzo, he was the coach on the floor, kept everybody in their places, and someone we could always count on, no matter whether it was a good moment, a bad moment, we were having struggles, having success, whatever it was, he always kind of honed us in on what we needed to do and played that point guard role for us quite well.
Talk a little bit about your season, how it went for you.
Well, I think if you were to ask other coaches around our area, they would have said this was a growing year for us. We've had a little bit of success over the last couple of years. And like I said, Lorenzo was my only returning starter this year. And last year he averaged 3 points. So we weren't really bringing back a whole lot of points and a whole lot of experience. Played a lot of, have about 9 kids that are 2 juniors, and then the rest are sophomores and juniors. And I guess you'd call it a growing year. We won 11 games. We were just a few games under 500. Of course, there were some games in there we probably should have won, and there's some games I was pretty proud of how we played and maybe beat a team that probably should have beat us, but played pretty well some games, and then some games I think we were all just kind of had a big question mark, but I guess that's part of growing, and I'm actually really excited for next season. I like how we've come along so far. A lot of guys going to camps, and we'll have a busy offseason.
That's Joe Murphy of the Chilhowee Boys basketball team, Daniel Harness, a sophomore, Lorenzo Cenarios, his Dream Team players for this year. Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and appreciate all the things you guys do for us.